Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the movement of New World screwworm northward in Mexico shut down the U.S. and Mexico border to live cattle trade in July of 2025. And the closure has greatly affected some feed yards in Texas that rely heavily on Mexican cattle to fill their lots. Now, according to some recent data out from USDA's Ag Marketing Service, Mexican cattle imports to the U.S. so far this year total 230,638 head compared to 998,763 head year to date in 2024. According to our friends at DTN, and Mexican officials, the only ones benefiting from the overflow of cattle in Mexico are packers there. They have higher quality meat to market to countries like Japan and China now, and are even sending some of that meat back here to the United States in the form of beef instead of live cattle. Now, there is fear among Texas and Mexican cattle producers that the border may never open, and they say the decrease in cattle coming to the U.S. not only affects the feed yards, but many others in the industry. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.